It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
For critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories, listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Live coverage, Utah's coronavirus spike on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have a few clouds. It's 86 degrees. KSL's top story.
The coronavirus. The Utah response.
Provo and Orem are getting a demotion. They're moving back to the orange risk level on Thursday. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson begins our live team coverage. Paul?
Well, Jeff, for the first time, two major Utah cities, they're reverting to the higher COVID-19 restrictions. Governor Gary Herbert announced Orem and Provo are going to move back into the orange or moderate risk level for COVID-19 after a massive spike in cases. State epidemiologist Angela Dunn says cases in Utah County grew 81% just in the last week.
Provo and Orem account for over 57% of Utah County's cases last week. And in some areas of those two cities, you are between 3 and 6 times more likely to have COVID-19 than the rest of the state.
They are making an exception for team sports. However, they are going to restrict spectators so people can't go watch the games. And Governor Herbert also says that this does restrict dine-in eating quite a bit. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Paul. Our team coverage continues. KSL News Radio, Kara Hoffelmeyer explains what changes when the risk level moves to orange.
First, physical distancing and masks are recommended across the board in this risk phase. Gatherings are limited to 20 people or fewer. Face coverings are to be used in public. In Provo, they're required per a city mandate. Those who can should work from home. Gyms and fitness centers are encouraged to close. Self-serve buffets are a no-go. If you want to eat out, it's highly encouraged to be takeout. The Utah Department of Health is making one exception to the restrictions. Team sports can play, but not with spectators. Carol Hoffelmeyer, KSL News Radio.
60 miles north on I-15, it's a different story. Todd Fuchs is here to explain.
Jeff, in Davis County, the health department director, Brian Hatch, says most of the people there really have taken mask wearing and health guidelines to heart. Hatch also tells David Dejanovic the county commission used its county care dollars wisely.
Flood our businesses with money to help support them. And in turn, I think our businesses have taken up that mantle of helping support the COVID response.
One thing that worries Hatch is the move away from hybrid to more in-school learning starting next week. The U.S. death toll from the coronavirus has now topped 200,000. Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, the lives lost to coronavirus in the U.S., by far the highest in the world. During today's White House briefing, Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany was asked if the president plans to mark the milestone and if he has anything to say to the victims and their loved ones.
He has said before that it keeps him up at night thinking of even one life lost. This president has taken this incredibly seriously.
The count is kept by Johns Hopkins University based on figures from state health authorities. Democrats are presenting legislation that would fight political interference in the country's COVID response. The move coming after the CDC walked back advice that it had posted concerning transmission. Here's Washington Senator Patty Murray on the STOP Act.
Enough is enough. Families and communities are looking for accurate information about how to make the right decision for themselves and their loved ones.
The STOP Act stands for science and transparency over politics. In England, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is calling for a spirit of togetherness. He's unveiling new restrictions in hopes of suppressing what has become a dramatic spike in new coronavirus cases.
For those who say we don't need this stuff and we should leave people to take their own risks, I say the tragic reality of having COVID is that your mild cough can be someone else's death knell.
The new restrictions include pub closings by 10 and gatherings of no more than 6. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The first presidential debate is in just 7 days, and now we know exactly what the candidates will be debating. Your Voice, Your Vote 2020. Lindsay Ehrich explains from the KSL Elections Desk.
President Trump and Joe Biden's records, the Supreme Court, COVID-19, the economy, race and violence in cities, and the integrity of the election. Moderator Chris Wallace announcing the 6 topics he'll grill Mr. Trump and Biden on in their first presidential debate slated for the 29th. Each topic will be a 15-minute segment. Tuesday's debate starts at 7 local time from Cleveland. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ehrich, KSL News Radio.
Ending a lot of speculation, Senator Mitt Romney says he intends to vote on filling a vacancy in the Supreme Court if a nominee reaches the Senate floor. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
He ended any speculation that he would join Republican Senators Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski in opposing a vote on a nominee until after the presidential election. President Donald Trump has already stated that he intends to nominate a replacement for Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Romney also called his decision one that follows the Constitution and precedent. Tropical storm Paulette, that had slammed into Bermuda and then dissipated, has reformed into a tropical storm again in the eastern Atlantic. This leading the National Weather Service to tweet, because 2020, we now have zombie tropical storms. The remains of the storm had drifted into warmer waters and then refueled and reformed off the western coast of Africa. Forecasters do expect Paulette to weaken and die within a day. We guess. KSL News Time is 3:05.
Oh, zombies are so 5 years ago. I mean, they canceled Walking Dead. Thanks, Todd. Ricky Meese is here with a check on traffic. What's going on?
Well, we've had a crash in Sandy causing delays back to Draper. It's northbound I-15 as you're approaching 106 South, and it's been blocking the HOV lane of traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Kind of dire news. Let's lift things up. Are you feeling happy? Utah's one of the happiest places in America, and we have the proof this afternoon. My Minute's next.
Hello, world, is a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll
It's the Partridge
bring.
Family. I had
make
to.
You happy.
We'll be right back.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.